Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of five books, my latest book being Decision-Making Mastery, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass. And it's coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, but actually it's coming to you from a place called Bedugul in Bali. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the backdrop of that beautiful place up here in the mountains. And a wonderful thing about Bali is this time of year, June, July, August, Bali's in the southern hemisphere, so we're sort of in winter. It means you can do sun, surf, beach activity in the morning, and then you can drive a little bit over an hour going north from the southern beaches, and you get into the mountains of Bedugul, and you've got fireplaces happening at night. I just love that. So if you've been to Bali, or if you haven't been to Bali, not only is there coconut trees and beach and coconut waters and all that sort of stuff, you can actually get up into the mountains at a certain time of the year and have this cool experience. So that's what I'm experiencing now. Okay, so today's topic could be a little bit controversial. Maybe it's a little bit controversial, but I like that, and that's what I want to do. I want to bring subjects up that challenge people to look at things from a different perspective. You know, I talk strongly and regularly about this idea of curiosity, to look at things from different angles so that we might change our point of view, our perspective. And one of the things we need to realize is life isn't linear. Life isn't all black or white. Like, life is pretty complex. There's different parts of it, multi-dimensional, multi-levels and that sort of thing. So we need to open ourselves up to this idea that one size doesn't fit all. There's this complexity there. So we need to stay curious. We need to look at things. It might be we look at things from different perspectives and our beliefs change and we evolve as part of that. And I have this belief that everything that happens in life is an opportunity to learn and grow. So let's, you know, dive into this subject. And the subject is about getting sick and why it's okay to get sick, and why I actually sometimes like getting sick, because I've had a lot of experiences where on the other side of being sick or being injured or something happening, that I've actually had a significant growth experience. And the particular one that comes to mind and I'll share with you is I was working on the Olympic Games in Athens between sort of 2002-2004. And in 2004, I'd been working in Athens for a couple of years, working in the organising committee, lots of politics and, you know, lots of argy-bargy going on. And it wasn't a pleasant place to work. And as consultants, and I was a security consultant, it felt like they'd milked everything out of us and then wanted to kick us to the curb so, you know, they could get all the people within the organising committee could get all the accolades or whatever. You know, no problems with that, but how it was done was very poor. So at this time, I had my sister visiting and a friend, and I was doing some partying with her, going to different islands, as you do in the Greek islands. You know, amazing, amazing stuff. I'd met a new girl in my life, and then I just got completely, utterly sick, like just splat. Turns out had pneumonia, and I was like about early 30s at the time, and I'm like, pneumonia, isn't this an old person's thing? So I had pneumonia, and then, you know, a week into that, I was having these really bad pains around my ribs, and it felt like I had cracked ribs. And I'm like, no clue what's going on. So I reached out to a friend and they lined me up with this doctor who had, I think, like three sets of letters of things after his name, highly specialist, a Greek doctor. Went along, saw him, the most awesome doctor I've ever seen in my life, because he sat down and talked to me for about 45 minutes about lifestyle. And, you know, after he's done his check and that sort of stuff, he said, you've got pleurisy, which is an infection on the lining of the lung. So when the lungs rub up against the ribs, you know, whether you cough or burp or laugh, anything like that, you've got this intense pain. And he also said to me, look, I can give you painkillers, but if you can go without painkillers, if you can just take the pain, you know, you just rest up for a while, a number of days and this thing will pass through. The infection will go down once you settle down. And exactly as he suggested, and I chose not to take any painkillers. And since that 2004, I've never put a pharmaceutical tablet near my mouth. So I moved through that experience and I like came out of that. I sort of worked maybe at 50% capacity for the next 2 weeks or so, and then I was back on track. And the reason I say that that was a great learning experience and a growth experience for me, and I'm glad that I got sick, because it was a smack in the face and it made me realize the importance of our emotional state on what happens physiologically. So it helped take me down that path of understanding between, you know, neurology, emotions and physiology. So it started me down the path of understanding integration and interrelationship between those three things. And now you've got fields like psychoneuroimmunology, which sort of acknowledges that, you know, what we've going on in the mind affects our immune system, which affects our physiology. It started me down that path. The other thing it woke me up to was the idea that, you know, our bodies are just miraculous in their ability to self-heal and self-regulate and bring themselves back into homeostasis. And here's this doctor that I had, you know, complete faith and trust in, because he came across not trying to force some pharmaceuticals, but talking to me person to person to see what was going on with my lifestyle and talk to me about lifestyle changes. And the idea that if I just rested my body, if I just stopped, if I just slept deeply and didn't move around too crazily for a period of time, my body would reorganize itself, come back into homeostasis, and I would come back to this thing called health. So what a beautiful learning experience. The other thing, you know, that I think of that comes to mind, you know, getting sick or whatever, it was more of an injury. I was skiing in Lake Louise in 1996, and, you know, I busted my knee up. I'd had some rugby injuries on that knee before, and eventually there was a big enough tear in the anterior cruciate ligament that I needed a knee reconstruction. But again, going through that whole process alerted me to the idea of, and it was a number of years after this, I was doing a neurolinguistics programming training course in the States, and we were doing this process, and it was like looking at, you know, where we have body aches and pains and the body is talking to us, trying to communicate to us and capture our attention. And I paid attention to where I'd had this knee reconstruction, and we were looking at the idea, what's the body trying to tell you if there's still pain in that place? Like, I had a really good surgery, really good result. I physically trained after that, rehabilitation-wise. I was in the military at the time, and I became actually fitter, stronger, every measure after that accident than before. So again, I had a growth opportunity physiologically because I paid more attention to my body. I sort of dedicated myself to that fitness path. But this thing that happened several years down the track when I studied neurolinguistics programming, I realized that my knee would ache at that particular part because there was a message there. My body was trying to tell me, slow down or stop before you lose control. That was the message out of my skiing accident. That was the reason why I busted my knee up, because I didn't slow down or stop before I lost control. I did lose control. Like, that was the reason why I've, like, you know, busted my knee up. So again, a learning and growth experience out of that. And even, you know, down the track, this idea, if I started getting an achy knee, that one that had the knee reconstruction, it was feedback to my brain to say, slow down and stop before you lose control. And that's exactly the experience I found in my life. So this idea of, like, feedback, like, if I get sick at all, like, if I'm feeling flu-y or whatever, you know, some flu symptoms, again, I don't take any pharmaceuticals. I might take some natural supplements. I might do some more herbs. You know, we have obviously fresh coconut water. So, you know, that coconut water, turmeric, fresh turmeric, ginger again, some of those spices and that sort of thing. So I have that, but I also go, you know, what's my body telling me by this sickness? And it might be, again, slow down, take it easy, have some rest, step back. Maybe I'd been working hard and I was a bit stressed, or maybe it made me aware of this thing that was stressing me out a little bit. So again, I'm not anti getting sick. I just use it as another one of those tools that life has provided me, in this intelligence of my body, to give me feedback that something might not be right. So, you know, whether it's, you know, someone getting sick, you know, maybe they're smoking and they're like, they're having this chest and lung issue going on. Like, that's the body giving feedback that maybe these cigarettes, which are loaded with different chemicals and bits and pieces, you know, tobacco is probably not too bad, but all the stuff that's in these. So we're getting feedback that something isn't there. What you'll find, and what I'll find with just about every client that I've ever worked with, is if, you know, they're going through a sick experience, maybe runny nose, coffee, sore throat or whatever, again, it's the body trying to capture the attention of the conscious mind to say something is out of homeostasis. Now, whether that's a physical thing, so whether there's a physical something that needs to be done to bring the body back into homeostasis, or whether it's this emotional thing down that path of psychoneuroimmunology, what is it that I've got going in my mind which is creating this stress experience, which is lowering my immune system, which is making me more susceptible to having these illness experiences? So again, this idea, I don't want to remove, you know, I don't want to get to this stage where I never get sick again. I mean, that's great. Yes, I probably would like to get there, but I'm okay with the experience of, you know, having a sick experience, because again, it gives me some feedback. So I think the big message I'm trying to say is, like, don't get shitty on yourself for getting sick, in inverted commas. Like, use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. What's your body trying to tell you? What does your body need more of, need less of? Maybe your body's trying to tell you you need more sleep. Maybe your body is trying to tell you you need to come back a little bit from life and sort of rest up and give yourself some space. Maybe your body is trying to tell you that you need to come away in a little retreat space where you have this, you know, quiet, this peace around you, so you can sort of land and reground, resettle, reorganize before you get back into that busy lifestyle of yours. So don't get angry at your body for having the experience of sickness or illness. Like, try and understand what the body is trying to tell you, and know that there's an opportunity within that to learn more about yourself, learn more about your environment, your immediate environment and your expanded environment, to actually learn and grow from that experience. So I guess that's the key point I want you to take away from this experience. So thank you for coming on this journey with me, for hearing my little life stories about my pneumonia experience and my knee reconstructions, and I didn't go into the dengue fever experiences or whatever other things I've had over the course of the years of my 51 years of life. So if you enjoyed this, please, you know, like it or pass it on or share it. If you're watching this on YouTube, click the like button, subscribe. If you're interested in doing any work with me, reach out. Details down below, karlmassey.com. Land on my website, go to the contact page and reach out to me from there. Love to help you through any stuff. Coming up next month, I'm going to be doing a presentation to a live audience in Bali about decision-making mastery. So I'll make sure I post that in some places where you can have access to that and check it out. I think that's about all. So I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and take care.